Okay, Rabbi Sai. As far as the Chayvus Halvavus being studied in the course in many Mekaymis, as we go back to the Tkufas HaRishayim, there was an edition of the Chayvus Halvavus that was printed in Italy in Mantua in the year 1559. And in the editorial notes, they make mention regarding they printed the edition of the Chayvus Halvavus. So in the editorial notes, they write that, of course, that they found it important, is that mission to print the Chayvus Halvavus to enable people to be able to learn a Sefer Musar, which is to the degree, which is Metayr HaNefesh, which purifies the soul. As you say, to be able to find light and to live in the world of true life, which is the life of Kedusha. So he writes then the editorial notes that in the tremendous view that we have into the world of Kedusha by learning the Chayvus Halvavus. And he points out that in Italy, that they were Kaveya Seder, he says, Pamayim Bishvua, twice a week. So it's an interesting thing. It's just a historical fact that going back to that Tkufa, that time in the 1500s, where the Chayvus Halvavus was studied, it points out in Italy, in the twice a week that they had the Seder. Now, the fascinating thing is that the Shloah HaKodesh, of course, the Shloah HaKodesh, which is known as the Sefer Shloah because of the Rosh HaTevis, Shloah is Shnei Luchos HaBris, that is the name of the Sefer, which of course is quite an extensive Sefer, a Sefer of Musar primarily, but the Sefer runs through Shas, runs through Kabbalah, and with a very novel Pirushim, and the Yisrael and the purpose of all of the Pirushim is to elevate a person to higher levels in our Avodas Hashem. The Shloah HaKodesh, of course, was a great goyin, a mekubal, an ish kodesh, goes down into history by, can't mention his name without adding kodesh, Shloah HaKodesh. There's very few that were zeicher that automatically to the name, when you mention the name or the name of the Sefer, or Chaim HaKodesh, we have Yaval Shech HaKodesh. He's really one of the very few that was zeicher that Kol Yisrael is adapted. Nobody made, there was not a meeting that people sat down, you know, we're going to call it. It was just by the meeting of the mind, it was just a mutual thing, instinctive, that these people were just zeicher that they were referred to as Kodesh, namely because of the exceptional Kedusha that they had. The Shloah HaKodesh, Lamaisa, was a Talmud of the great people that we all have heard of. He was the Talmud of the Marsha. He was a Talmud of the Maram Lublin. He was a Talmud of the Ramah. And he lives in the 1500s, lives in the Shloah HaKodesh. And you cannot imagine that there hardly was a distinguished rabbinical position that one could occupy that he wasn't there. It's even hard to know in those days where the mode of travel certainly was not like today, how he managed to uproot himself from one place to the other. He was a Rav in Kruke, he was a Rav in Posen, he was a Rav in Vienna, he was a Rav in Frankfurt, in Dubna, in Ostro, and so on and so forth. So many kehilas, and all these kehilas were distinguished kehilas, one of the most famous and most chashivi kehilas. And in addition to being a Rav in all of these kehilas, he just didn't basically just act as a Rav alone, but he founded a yeshiva. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in each of the kehilas that he served as a Rav, and he actually was a Rosh Yeshiva and was mamed thousands of Talmidim. Literally, mamed thousands of Talmidim. And when it was in 1606, when he became Rav in Frankfurt in Germany, it's interesting to say they gave him a tremendously high salary. I don't know how it translates in today's money, but compared to those days, it was an extremely high salary, and it was going to be 400 gold coins, which was Arba Meir Zehuvim, which was considered to be above and beyond any salary that anybody would receive. And so on, he stayed in Frankfurt for quite a while, until the year 1614, if you're familiar, that then was a pogrom on the Jewish people in Frankfurt, and as a result, he said, it's not a tachlis to stay here, and he moved on from there, and he goes back to Prague, where he was born. So from Frankfurt he goes back to Prague, and he becomes the Rav of Prague. Shloah HaKodesh moves into Prague, he becomes the Rav of Prague. But he was not the only God who lived at the time. At the time in Prague also lived the Kleoker. So him and the Kliyoker together shared the Rabbonus in Prague. And when the Kliyoker was Nifter in 1619, so then he becomes the sole, the complete Mordasra of Prague. And it was when he lost his Rebbetzin, so then he left Prague and he made a decision that he's going to be Oyla Teres Yisrael, the Shloa Kodesh, the Oyla Teres Yisrael. And in fact, he comes first to Yerushalayim. He comes to Yerushalayim, of course, they gave him the title Mora da Aradi Yisrael, that he is the head leader, he's the master of Eretz Yisrael, Shloa Kodesh. And there were many Gedolim at that time in Eretz Yisrael, but however he comes, Shloa Kodesh comes, he sort of like takes over. He becomes the Mora da Aradi Yisrael. And all of his money, all of his ashiris that he had, he was mefazer, he spread out and basically he distributed to Tamid HaChachomim. And Skedai, just to read you three lines, he had a son which is an Odom God himself. The son was Reb Sheftel Horowitz. Doesn't mean the son, Reb Sheftel. Reb Sheftel Horowitz, because the shlokas were Reb Yishaya Halevi Horowitz. And his son was Reb Sheftel Horowitz, wrote a sefer called Vovehu Amudim. Reb Sheftel Horowitz's kever can be found in Vienna and it's visited by many, many people. The son of the Shloa Kodesh. And Reb Sheftel writes as follows. Reb Sheftel writes, not only, he says, that he was the Raya Mehemna, he was the true Ibe Gegebina leader, he says, Lebeis Yisrael B'Teros Avadosoi, but he says, his Hachzoke, because he was gebenched with Ashiras, he's to be Machzik, Gedeloim the Torah, he says, Miyomov, he says, never, he says, Loiposku Mishulchono, he always had Shemoinim Nefoshes, he said, 80 people sitting at his table. Not as literally, it was like a soup kitchen, but in his house, the Chmas Sarchim. He brought everybody into his house. He says, Loshim Yomov, Loiposku, Mishulchonoi, Shmoinim Nefoshes, Asher Hechilom, he says, Matamim. He just didn't give him some food. He gave him, he says, the highest quality food, Matamim, Barburim, he says, Avusim, Eptum, he stopped again. What you can imagine, all the delicacies that you can imagine. That is what he fed to all the people, so writes his son. He says, Bechoilu B'Shabbosus, not Tavki Shabbos. Whether in the weekdays or whether it was on Shabbos, B'mayadim was Yom Tovim, the base of Bishulchono, he says, that's where they were. And so on, he points out, of course, the greatest of the Shloa Kodesh. So why are we mentioning this? Because the Shloa Kodesh, as is Machaber the Sefer Shloa, so towards the end of the Sefer, he made what's called the Kitzur Chayvus Alvavus. The Shloa Kodesh wrote the Kitzur Chayvus Alvavus. And the Kitzur Chayvus Alvavus, he called it Asara Hilulim, like 10 praises. 10 praises, these are like the 10 chapters, but he called it Asar Hilulim, 10 praises, and he writes a short Hakdoma, and he says, this is a Kitzur Yad, he says, Bezus Hashem, he says, from Sifrei Kodesh, in other words, the Sefer Asar Hilulim is from, he gleaned from various forim, he says, which deal with Musar, but he writes, Roiv Minyan V'Roiv Binyan, but most of it, most of the quantity, most of the quality, Hem Divre Kodesh, Divre Harav HaChosev Al-Chodesh Al-Vavis, and therefore, he also divided it up into Shiorim, to Geish, like the Chodesh Al-Vavis, you have Shara Bitochen, you have Shara this, Shara that, so he also therefore divided, he says, that kitzur, he says, in gates, it should be take on the character of a kitzur, chayvus avovus. Just interesting to point out, he was also of the opinion, the Shar HaYichud, and let's talk about, that's the chelik, which is quite philosophical, with the chayvus avovus of the opinion as other Rishonim, and that is that the mitzvah of Amunah, of course the Yesod of Amunah is Kabbalah, persons Makabal the tradition from his parents, from his grandparents, great-grandparents, but ultimately it's a bigger mitzvah if ultimately, after one is very firm in his belief, to be able to be Mekarav El HaSeichel, which means that he understands that there's a Boir Olam also Mitzad HaSeichel. Well, that already goes, branches out into philosophy, which could be a dangerous territory sometimes, and the Chovos Avovos goes on to bring the various proofs and so on and so forth, that in fact that there is the Boir Olam, and the Shloa Kodesh was also of the opinion, and others from have written that it's not a good idea, we are not so strong in our Amunah that we should get involved in these things. But upon the Shloa Kodesh, a person like himself, because as a matter of fact, he prefaces it on the Posik, where the Posik says, in Divrei Hayomim, Da es Elokei Avicha. It may be the God of your fathers, but Da. So you're talking makabel from your fathers, do arabayin shloilom, but da. But the posuk is da means know it, not just be makabel, but know it. So the Shloa Kodesh, how do you know it? You have to study it. You have to study until you come to the come to the hakorah. He also goes on to say, there's the lekeyavi, which means the rabayin shloilom, right? Is the lekeyavi the rabayin shloilom of my father, and that's why I have accepted him. This is the way where I was nischanich. This is the way they raised me. But even higher than that is zekeli, where I'm able to say it's my. It's my Rabbein Shem. My Rabbein Shem means it's through my kinyan and through my koyach. Just interesting, the thing, talking about the Shlach Kodesh, we're concluding with this, we have to move on. And this is, there's a sefer called Be'er Yitzchak. A sefer Be'er Yitzchak, it's not a very well-known sefer. The Chabar was a Yid, a Ve'er Choshev, Odom Godel, his name was Agoyen of Yitzchak, Isaac Bilitzer. He was a Rav, it's called Seren Cheruf, he was a Rav, he was in the mid-1800s, and he writes there that he's a Einikel of the Shloah Kodesh. He writes he's a Einikel of the Shloah Kodesh. He says, from the father's side, from the mother's side, he's a Einikel of Rabbi Yosef Shmuel of Kruke. Who is Rabbi Yosef Shmuel of Kruke? By the way, said that's the Messiah Shas. Now, when you open up the Shas, and you see on the side all the cross-referencing, and your mind, you know, you just become, you know, just surprised and amazed to see how a person is able to cross-reference, you know, every Mamre Chazal that's in this Masechet. He tells you, look over there, and all the other places. I should mention that he actually did the Hoysophist of the Messiah Shas, because the first job was done by someone called Rabbi Yeshua Boyas. Yeshua Boyas, but after that, what he left out, he went and he added. So the Messiah Sashas was, as it were, expanded by Rabbi Yosef Shmuel of Kruke. So this Rav in the Sefer Be'er Yitzchak says, from my father's side, he says, I'm an Einikel from the Shlach Kodesh, and says, and from my mother's side, I'm an Einikel from Rabbi Yosef Shmuel of Kruke. But very interesting, Shmuel of Kruke was an Abbezin in Frankfurt as well. And in the 1600s, Rabbi Yosef Shmuel of Kruke, and he points out, the Chidah marveled, the great Chidah marvels at the godless of Rabbi Yosef Shmuel, the Baal Masoreis Hashas, and the Chidah writes in the entry where he deals with Rabbi Yosef Shmuel of Kruke, he writes that he was zoche to be Messiah Shas 42 times, Zoche l'sayim b'sashas arboi mishtayim, 42 times, he writes, but not stam, to be mesayim shas 42 times, which is a zecher and a remez when it says v'dibarto bom. What's bom? Beis mem, mem beis, 42. And also there's a posik that says v'yekodesh bom, to sanctify yourself with bom in them, but bom is mem beis again. But he says, listen, loshon of the chidor, lomat toire ba'amid chot heishonim. He always learned toire ba'amid, standing, not sitting. He learned Torah by me, the Chofei Shorim, 25 years. The Loma Torah Lishmo, says the Chidah, Udvarov hoye nishmoim b'shemayim ke'echod rishonim. So raise the Chidah. I'm Yosef Shmuel of Kruke. If you have this Hagdom a little bit, the godless of Yosef Shmuel of Kruke, you realize what kind of a person he was, how the Chidah is in awe of Yosef Shmuel of Kruke, the Baal Mesoreis Hashas, writes the Be'er Yitzchak, he's a very good thing. He was a grandson. I mean, great grandson, Shesach. He was a descendant of Rabbi Yosef Shmuel. So he says that when Rabbi Yosef Shmuel was Nifter, and of course, they buried him. Rabbi Yosef Shmuel, while he was alive, as you saw, he was a great Marbis Torah. And the fact that, first of all, that he was Messiah Shas, as we saw that the 42 time by me, the Loma Torah Lishma, but upon the Nikud is, he was a tremendous Marbis Torah. So when the Chevra Kedisha, when it was finished, the Shiva was over, they decided to kill it to be Mamshir that year. That was somebody else, another Magi Shir to take over that year, that Rabbi Yosef Shmuel took on. So they come to the Beis Medrash at the set time that they used to have the Shir, the same time that they used to come to the Shir. So the Yolim came, and the Be'er Yitzchak writes, they could not believe it. They see Rabbi Yosef Shmuel sitting there. It was after his patir. So they see Rabbi Yosef Shmuel sitting there, and he had a moirig pachat, tremendous pachat, a pachat noire. And he says to them, don't be afraid. I didn't come down, he says, from the Olam Elyon, and says this to punish anybody. But he said, because I'm going right back. But I have to tell you what happened. So they came up to Shemayim, to the Mesifta Derikia, being that he was Zoyche, as we saw, he was such a great man. They decided that his mokim in Shemayim will be right next to the Shloah Kodesh. Interesting, the Be'er Yitzchak, who was a descendant of both, is writing it. But Yosef Shmuel was not related to the Shloah Kodesh. But he says, they wanted to put, and they said, Panu mokim, let's make space, let's make place for Yosef Shmuel to sit me. And the Shloah Kodesh says, he can't sit here. Why not? Because in spite of the fact that he taught so much Torah, I, the Shloah Kodesh, wrote a sefer on Musar, he says, because I felt and I knew and I understand that the world needs, in addition to learning Gemara, but you also need Osiris, you need, anyway. And he says, I was moizel the moiz, I shed a lot of tears that the world should learn Musar. Let it be Shloah Kodesh, I'd rather be even happier. But upon people should learn. And Yosef Shmuel never had a shear in that. He never had a shiur in that, neither b'yochid, it seems, certainly not b'rabim. And therefore, but Shumayim said no, he still deserves to sit there because of all of his chusa. But you know what? Well, give him a chance to be misakin. So he comes down, and they see him there, and he tells the people, you're going to be mamshich the shiur that I gave. However, I have to tell you that in addition, make sure that you have a seder of musar of some sort. And that was in the Kudah. This is what he writes here, the Sefer Ber Yitzchak, regarding the rest of Shmuel Krukis. So it's quite fascinating, Rabbi Isai. So let's take a look now. Let's take a look at the sheet. And interesting, you'll see over here, the first few items, I'm sure everybody is interested, no matter what the situation here, some segulas for Parnosa. Now you'll see this is taken from the sefer called Menoiras HaZohav. Menoiras HaZohav is interesting. You know, the great Rebbe Bzisha, who was the brother of the Rebbe of Meilach of Luzhensk, a great tzaddik, tremendous Ovid Hashem, the Mishabes we just mentioned before, the Chumash here actually, because we did bring a vort of Rebbe Bzisha that Rebbe Meilach himself brings in Parshas Bahar, and last week was Parshas Bahar, so he brought it. But if we brought down that it was said on the Rebbe Bzisha, the Mor B'Shemesh says that there's very few people who are zoichet to the Madrega of Yira like a Malach, he says. And Rebbe Bzisha is one of those who attained Yira Shemaim to the level of a Malach. I am the Sefer Mor B'Shemesh, and he writes Rebbe Zisha was mispalel many years for that. He was able to grow in Yerushalayim bigger and bigger, greater and greater, even more. And he writes, you'll find chad bedora or trei bedora, one in a generation or maybe two in a generation that are able to be zoiche to that madrega of Yira. So from Rebbe Zisha, he did not write down any of his chidush Torah that he said. Bechlal, he acted very, very poshut. If you would look at him, you'd think he would not have a havim in it. He's talking about a tzaddik hador. That was Rebbe Zisha. He was very poor. He was destitute. He didn't need anything. Don't have rachmanis on him. He didn't need anything. So one of the famous famous stories is, of course, that a yid came to the Magid, who was the Rebbe of Rebbe Meilach, you know, Rebbe Zisha, and all the great tzaddikim, and he said, the Gemara said, the kishem shemavorchem ala toiv, kach mavorchem ala ra, yid has to be mekabel the din, and yid makes a bracha no matter what the situation is. And he has the Magid, he says, I can stand mavorchem ala toiv, but how is a yid able to get reach a madrega to make the similar bracha, to make the same way, to make a bracha, chas v'sholom ala ra, how can you do it? And the Magid said, go and ask Rebbe Bzisha, he'll explain it to you. World famous story, so he goes and finds Rebbe Bzisha. This Yid didn't know him, never met him. Finally, asked Rebbe Bzisha, this Yid is sitting there in a sort of a hut, a broken up place, and he's sitting next to an oven, sitting on the floor, didn't have a chair. And he goes to Rebbe Bzisha and he says, I have a kasha, maybe you can answer the question. Shem Shem Mavarach and Al Toiv, Kach Mavarach Al Ra, maybe you can tell me how Yid is able to be Mavarach Al Ra. He says, you're asking the wrong person. I never experienced anything bad in my life. Yid never had anything. He starved, didn't have any food. I can't answer the questions. I don't know what bad is. That was the Rebbe Bzisha. So they put together, they gleaned from different Sfarim from all over to bring down Chidush HaTorah that's brought down in other Sfarim Bishmoy of Rebbe Bzisha. And the Sefer is called Menoy Razov. That's the Sefer. So if anybody's interested in the Torahs of Rebbe Bzisha, the Sefer is called Menoy Razov. Now the person who put it out, so being Parshas Bahar is the Parsha that deals with Shemitah, with Bitochen, so therefore he put down some notes on the bottom from his own that he collected from all over, and he brought down over here in the Sefer Menoy Razov, if you take a look, he says, Kan Reisi Lenochen Lahatik Tzas Gulois. I found it, he says, appropriate to bring a number of zgulois, mamashim mitzosi b'svarim akdoshim inyonim umesugolim lepanosu bezus Hashem Yisborach. So here's a number of zgulos. Reish is chokma says yiras Hashem. What does it mean? Mevuy b'svarim akdoshim. Cheror lo odon lispalul b'chol yoyim l'Hashem Yisborach sheyazma lo ipanesosu berevach. It's important that you're mispalul for every day. Person you're taking for granted. Person has Baruch Hashem. If he's blessed with panosa, he thinks he doesn't have to be mispalul. Person who's not blessed, chas v'shol, tzavada, he. But it doesn't make a difference. A person should always be mispalul because Baruch Hu should send him his panosa berevach. You know, should not be mitzumtzim. It should be enough that he should have lavishly, liberally. Beheter, it should be by official heter. Shouldn't have to go chas v'shol bisa, have to steal or do something wrong. Beheter ubenekel and easy. Sometimes you have to very, you have to break your back. So the tefillah should be a person should be mispalul. Should be beheter, should be berevach, it should be benekel. He said, ubekovet. Sometimes davzach mavazazam, chazishon to make a dollar. So also, the tefillah should go, it should also be bekovet. Bedobazem, mevur begimara. This is not some sort of a hidden zgula somewhere. This is a beferish gemara nidin, dafayim. Because the gemara starts out like that. Very interesting gemara. The gemara says, the question was asked, ma yasa odam v'yisasher. Mamish, here's the question. The gemara brings down the question, what should a person do to be zeichet to ashiris? Ma yasa odam v'yisasher. So at first the answer came back, what do you mean? Let him do business. Omar lohen. So he said, yarbe bischayre, v'yisra v'yitem b'munah. Let him do business, right? Yarbe bischayre, let him be marbe bischayre, and conduct his business honestly. Omar lohi. So the came back, the retorted, they said, many, many people tried business and they didn't become rich. So apparently that's not the answer. They said, Harba also came, Lohilu. Many people had all kinds of businesses and they even did it honestly. It doesn't mean that they became rich. The end of the day is, Avadi, you have to do business. You're doing it shtadlus. And you're doing it honestly. But at the end of the day, you have to realize that it comes from a shemaim, and you have to be mispower for it. You have to ask for it. Shanel Raposik says, Liyah Kesev, Liyah Zov, he says, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the Novi quotes it, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, all the money belongs to me. Mamela Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who is the source of all of the bracha. And therefore, in addition to be marbe b'schoyret, don't forget to be mispower. And that's an element that many times we might forget, and that's what the Gemara is telling us to do. So it brings down here in the Sefer that Kodim Sheyaschil Hodom, he says, B'melocha, or B'shum Esik, it's a good idea that even every day, before a person goes out to work, Yispal Mekodim, even short tefillah. All you have to say is this, V'yoymar, Yerotzim Mufanecho, Shetishlach Brocha B'masa Yedeinu. Tefillah, Yispal. Yerotzim Mufanecho, Shetishlach Brocha B'masa Yedeinu. So now you're Mispal, that Kodesh Baruch Hu clearly should see to it that whatever you do should be gevenched. Quite simple, and so you're complying with the Gemara, and it's an amazing thing. Avada, you have many sidurim, you have Bashma Kolenu, they're tilus for Pamosanu, Matoivu Manoim. You have their, those are somewhat lengthier. But upon them, the person, whenever he does, whenever he starts something, Yerotzim Afanachu, Yetishlach, Brach Bamasidainu, it's a gewaldig thing. Your person should have a shogal shoy, should not bow peh, you know, just have it. And to say that, you have no idea how effective that can be. Then also, the truth is, he brings also the Gimon Avodah Zarah says, the Gimon said Avodah Zarah, Daf Yutes, Omri Shu Ben Levi, Dover Zeh, as we see, that which it says, that because of the Torah, it's written in the Torah, Vishonu ben Vim, it's repeated in the Nevi'im, Umishulish Baksuvim, Koloisik Betoyer Nechosav Matzlichanoi. So, Bekitzer, the more that a person is connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more that a person basically puts his trust and belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's really a tremendous gula to be Zohar Fanosa. So, you shouldn't forget to be Mispala. But here comes another gula, something that we do anyway. We got to do it right. What is that? Levorech Birchis Hamozoin Bekavona Gedoyle. To bench with Kavona. You're eating, you're benching. So you're benching, well, you have to sit in your hand. So at least bench with kavana, and one has no idea, so benching, what rewards one can be zoiche. Levarach birchis hamozen bekavana gedoyle. Because of, he brings down harav harozal b'sefer achinuch, Rabbeinu Aaron Alevi, the mechaber of the chinuch. So the chinuch, of course, one of the great rishonim, writes down mitzvah tov lamed, v'zeh rishonim. Kach mekubal anim raboisai. Yishmerei Melekim, Yud Aleph, Zerosh Yitevis, Yishmerei Melekim. It's like Shlita that we write, might write today. No? As Mekabli says for my Rebbes, the Chinuch is saying, as Mekabli for my Rebbes, Shekol hazoye bebirchis hamozun, mezoinoisov mitzuyin loy bekuvet, kol yomov. Ad kama shoyne. The words of the Chinuch. Tremendous. A source. But the Chinuch writes, as you can find it, it's mentioned in Mitzvah Tov Lamed. Persons mevorach birchis hamozun bekavona gedoylo, we zoiche to have this zegula. Then agav urche, talking about people say tehillim, of course, for everything. Tehillim, you know, it happens to be a sefer, as they say. Things go well, he says tehillim. Cholil anat, he says that tehillim is for all seasons. Tehillim for all seasons. Mizmah l'soido, everything, when you celebrate, you say tehillim. Achnos sefer Torah, you say kapitel of tehillim. Whatever situation, person's life, tehillim is everything. Shlach Kodesh happens to bring a number of kapitel, which is zegula for parnosa. The Shlach Kodesh brings of choice kapitla, he said. And he says as follows, he brings down. But it's also he says for Shlach Kodesh. Loim v'choyoyim, the person say every day. He says, test mizmoyre meilu, misayfet tehillim. V'adezei atzliach bezer shem mizborach. V'elu heim, he says, brings down chofhei. V'chof ches, memtes, peites, tzadik, tzadik vov, tzadik ches, kuf vov, kuf lamed zayim. And brings down here, say kuf mem. So ayin shom b'shlo, the Shlach Kodesh brings. So again, these are quite a number of things which a Yid has at his disposal. But interesting thing is, and many people are aware of this next one as well, Oid Matzotzi Loimer Pitim Aktoiris Bekavona Gedoyle. the Pidamak Torah to say some people have it on a cloth. Happens to be somebody donated in shul. We also have it here on a cloth. But you don't have to say Dafkim in a cloth. Nishkanafkim in it. The idea is that Pidamak Torah is the Kavona Gedoyla Mila Bimila Bechol Yoim. It's a Chachris. It's a Formincha by Korbonis when you're davening. B'motze Shabbos V'hu Simen Hatzlocha. It's a Simen Hatzlocha. So it's very interesting that it brings down B'Shem. The Bnei Yisoschar. Bnei Yisoschar wrote a Sefer Agra de Pirke. So he says, V'ayim b'Sefer Agra de Pirke. He says, Oslam Advov, he says, B'Shem, Sefer Kisei Melech, was the greatest of Baal Mekubel. She was Gula Nifloi, he says, L'vatl gzardin mei olov oi mei al echod mei bnei beisoi afilu kva nimzer ha-gzardin. Yeah. It's a positive thing. Not too many people are aware of the koyach. What he's saying is, a chazisholon, referring to chazisholon, you have a choyle. You have a situation that has a gzeira looming over him. Gzeira, whatever the situation is, a gzeira. And he's a Yeshua. Peter Maktoiris has a koyach. Peter Maktoiris has a koyach to be mevatel gzeiras and dinim. Afilu, he says, kvar nimsar hagzardin. It's a tremendous revelation. It's a tremendous secret to be aware of the koyach, of the koyach of Peter Maktoiris. So, a kuponim here is, this is just some of the things that, which are not difficult to do. And again, it's a tremendous thing that we see that the Sforma HaKadoshim have revealed the tremendous koiches and the powers that are at our disposal. We just have to take advantage of them and to realize the koiches that and the strength that one is able to achieve with that. It's a paper called Oitzris HaTorah, interesting, in Parshas Behar, brings down from Shalom Shadron. As you can see over here, we have a very interesting maisa, as Shalom was known to do. And to say, but here's a maisa that he said he heard from a grandson of the Bala Uvde. A maisa that he heard from the grandson of the Bala Uvde. He says, Omar Agoyne Sadik of Shalom Shvadron Zatzal, Sipperli, he says, Ishneman al Saboy. He says, a trustworthy person, a reliable person told me regarding his grandfather, Shoyerav Belita. His grandfather was a Rav in Lita, Bishnas Tofre Sadik Hei, 1935. Okay, he was a Rav in Lita, 1935. Omro Loya, that year, 1935, they told him, Sholov Lisyatsev Latsova, that he has to be drafted into the army. You know, those days it was very serious thing. People tried to do everything. As always, tried to avoid the army. So this Rav did as Kol HaMa'amtsin, he did all the Tachbulis, he did all the Pe'ulois, Kedei, he says, Lahasik Shichru, in order to be able to achieve, right, a deferment, to be free. It didn't help. Whatever he did, all the shtadlas that he tried to free himself from being drafted, achlo lohoil, but Sliach, he said, lahasik shichrur, hoil became, being that he was not able legally to find out, to be able to become potter from the army. So hoil became, he said, interesting thing he points out, he says, hichlit, he came to the conclusion, livroich le'etz Yisrael. There's only one etzah. I have to flee. Where am I going to go? He's going to flee to Eretz Yisrael. One problem. Elosha kesef shor b'shusoi, but the money that he had was not enough for fare to Eretz Yisrael, only up to Mitzrayim, up to Egypt. So he didn't have enough money to go to Eretz Yisrael. So if he's going to run off, he's not going to have money to go to Eretz Yisrael, but only to go to Mitzrayim. It wasn't a good idea those days to go to Mitzrayim either. Elosha kesef shor b'shusoi, his pick today is lagi ad Mitzrayim. Lo yoda efer malaser, therefore he didn't know what to do. He's in a quandary. Then what do I do? He says, Avol gomar oimer b'vavoi, but he said to himself, listen. I do what I can. In other words, I have to run away here. Whatever money I have, my destination is Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I don't have enough money. I'm going. Now see what happens. Hashlach al Hashem Yovcho, he said. He said, throw your burden upon Hashem. Release your burden. You have a burden. Don't carry it yourself. Throw it upon Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can carry it. Hashlach al Hashem Yovcho, he'll sustain you. The Hichnot says to Derech, I'm starting out. My situation like this. First station happened to be in one of the German cities. Umisham, he said, his chayin, and from there he planned, lahamshich, he said, barakevet, with my train, he said, to the next destination, leyadoy habo, which was to one of the ports, to take a boat, to go towards Eretz Yisrael. So that was the place. So now, meantime, he's at a station in Germany. So kedelali shom alaniyah, in order to be able to go on the boat, he goes to buy a ticket. So Hinigesh, he goes, Liknois Kartis, he says, Nasiya Brakev, first he has to buy a ticket of the train to get to the port. So he has to buy, so he goes to buy a ticket. So Notan Likoifoi, he gives to the clerk, he gives to the clerk Shtar, he had a $10 mark, a bill, a $10 mark, which he deserved change. The person made a mistake, the clerk, and gave him change for a $100 bill.
Made a mistake. He gave him a 10. Made a mistake, gave him another. But he's not a chayit. Didn't want to keep it. So this is what happened. So he says, he gives him the $10 bill, 10 marks. Achakupoi, he says, Nosan Biyodo, he says, Oidif, Bechoshvoi, Kenosan, Mea Mark. He made a mistake. He gives him change for $100. Kishiroa Makoro, when he realized what happened, Vahare Zegezel Aku. So Amela Sochoza, Lukufoi, he goes back to the clerk, Lehashiv is a kesef, to return the money. For some reason, you'll see that the clerk did not. Achakupoi Goaboy, instead of listening, instead of taking back the money, he yells at him. Vohomaloy Lazwiv is Amokim, leave! He says, I don't want to talk to you, leave! So Choshavefoy, so the Yid still thought there's a rov, so he thought that maybe Shahapokid, he says, maybe Lohivino, maybe didn't understand him. So Lohain Shove, his very said, therefore went back and explained, Shinos Ashtar, he says, I really only gave you a $10 mark. He keep it, but you gave me change. He says, Kilo Hoyos a Meyer mark. Ulamah Pokid, Sidav Lishmoy, I said, didn't want to listen. He ignored what the man said to him. Vetzoak, and he yelled, he says, Kiyalda Latrida, stop bothering me. Not only that, he even escorted him out. He escorted him away. Bishuma, if he didn't want to hear that the mistake was made. Voice Liva Oiso, he says, he says, Shall Gidufim be clawless, that Machungi Shalt Noch, he says, get out of here. He says, I want to. Sabi Misapin Erdoy. This is the Einikel telling the story. He says, my grandfather, Lo Yocha Lehevin, could not understand what's happening over here. Lama who Misarim Bechola Toikev. Why is the person refusing to receive money? If you ask him for money, you could understand. You want to return money. Why is he so insistent to refusing the money? Bechola Toikev, Lekabel Kesel, Bechazore. At Shemishahu Bemokim Hizbo. Somebody explained to him. This is Germany at that time. Germania said in Germany, if they find out that the clerk made a mistake, he can lose his job. It's better for the clerk to take out his own money, machashtil, and put it back. He should lose the money himself than take back from somebody else because he's afraid somebody's going to find out. He says in Germany, Imishu oise toys kazu, made a mistake from a $10 bill to $100, big mistake, from a $10 to a $100 bill. He says, the patrin oise imin avoida. They patrin him up. They fire him. That's kedai lo oisu kupoi, was kedai, therefore, for the clerk to be mashlum the chesaron from his own money, to be rather than take back the change, to be mashlum hoitzi kesef mikiso ubelvad shloi lo hoidois betoy shosa, not to have to admit it. Achshav kvar hoile must be kesef nagil etz Yisrael. Now I had already enough money to go to etz Yisrael. So kaponu rabbi, so here a little bit. So we have here again with hashlech aleshem yehovcho. We see a little bit rabbi Yisai what. But of course, what this is all about. I think we have to move on a little bit with the Chovis Alvovis. So we'll put the sheet on the side, Rabbi Yisai. You can see the rest yourself. For a time, maybe we'll go back to it. So you have to move on here. We're in the Chovis Alvovis. It's Daf Reish Lamates in the regular Chovis Alvovis. Reish Lamates. It's five lines from the bottom. We are, of course, in Perik Dalit, Shara B'Tochim, but it's Daf Reish Lamed Tes. Five lines from the bottom. Avol Perish HaChelik HaShlishi. Perish HaChelik HaShlishi. Chovis Alvovis goes on to explain, in basically what he's going to say in the next segment over here, the Chovis Alvovis, that a person, no whatever matzav he finds himself in, there are different situations that where life takes a person. There are situations where a person is fortunate enough to find himself among family and friends. That's where he is. There are other situations where life takes him, he finds himself, he's isolated from his friends, from his family. And of course, this can put a person in a massive of depression. As always, I want to point out that the true Baal Bitochen has to understand if that is his matzav, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, you may not know it, you may not see it, but Kadosh Baruch Hu knows this is the best matzav for you. So although a Yid is allowed to do hishtadlus to try to better his matzav, and the Yid is allowed and should be mispalel to better his matzav, but at the end of the day, if this is where he is, then a Yid has to understand the true Mamin Bashem, the true Baal Bitochen. Again, it's never easy, but the true Baal Bitochen comes to the realization and the understand that his Bitochen trust in Hashem is that Be'ezim Matziv Shehu, no matter what the situation is, this has to be the best matzah for him, being a Kodesh Baruch Hu understands it. And it's very possible that because in Avodas Hashem, especially for Avodas Hashem,
when a person, you know, great tzaddikim, this is not for everybody, but great tzaddikim, or even the Baal Shem Tov did this, you know, all the way in the beginning, his body did this. His body did this where a person would basically go out into the woods, right? Only it's between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you're far, you know, from the hustle and bustle from the big city. You're away, push it, you separate yourself and dedicate your mind. In Lahavdil and develop, some people call it in their life, they call meditation, meditating another Narshkeiten, but the idea is his bain is by Shem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the, his bain is, of course, in the highest level. And when a person is surrounded, you know, with too many people, yes, like a lot of friends, every friend has a story to tell them. Every friend means there's another 5 phone calls to people to talk to, and all these things are distractions from one's avodas Hashem. To the Chodesh, all of us said, could maybe, because Baruch Hu put you in a place where you happen to be far from your yedidim, maybe far from immediate family, to be able to have more time for his avodas Hashem. Maybe that's, and take advantage of that extra time and the lack of tircha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore have made come your way, has spared you. So it goes on and says as follows. And this is talking about a third group of people. He says, Aval Pirish Achelik HaShlishi. Let's study, he says, a third group of people. Third group of people, he says, these are Veheim in Yone Ishtoi. These are people, this is regarding family, Ishtoi Yevonov. Person has a wife and children, Bnei Beisoi. Bnei Beisoi, these are the other members of the household. Krevov, his relative, his Oyhavov, his friends. Voivov, yes, enemies, yeah. These are also people that surround him. Friends surround him, enemies surround him. Miyudov, Umakirov, the person has many people that he knows, acquaintances, and so on. Now, many of the people that a person associates with, some are higher class than him, based upon their standing in the world, and some of the people he associates are lower class. In other words, he may be above some of the people that he's with, and below some of the people that he is with. Vashalimalu memenu. Some of people, you have classes of people that are above him, and then you have Ashulamatu Memenu. Mikitos Bnei Adam, of all the different types of people that a person is surrounded with. So a person is surrounded with all types of people. Some of the people he happens to be higher class, some of the people they are above him. Okay, no. So he says, now how does the Midah Bitochen work out here? He says, Ofne Yoshua Bitochen El Holikim Bohem. The appropriate way, the proper surah of Bitochen, Kasher Sapir, is how I will explain, says Achoyvus Lavav, is Vahu. She'ein Adam, the fact is, She'ein Adam Nimlot Me'echod Mishnei Devorim. The fact is, in a person's life, he has to be in one of two situations. Either or. You cannot, there's not a third situation, as you can explain. What are the two situations? Two situations are either Shia Nochri, means he's in a place where he's like a stranger. Or he is among family and relatives, in addition to acquaintances. So either he's not, either he's estranged, he's a place where he's alone. Maybe he's in a new mokke, maybe he's in a new place. Akoponim, this is where he is. Or he might be involved, he might be surrounded with family and friends. So these are one of the two situations that a person might find himself. He goes on to point out how a person deals in his life with both of these situations. So the Chavis Avav is like this. Vim Yeh Nochri, he says that if in fact, if he happens to be a stranger where he lives, in other words, he's not among friends and neighbors, he's not among acquaintances, if he happens to be a Nochri, so you know what that means? The Mila of it, person says, oh, he feels depressed, I'm alone, he says, I'd like to be with my friends. Okay, good. But this is where you are. Look at the upside. Take the advantage, and as make it, turn a bad situation into a good situation. If you don't have your so-called friends that you call friends, so maybe it means that now you have the opportunity to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu your companion. You now have the opportunity, Yihye Tzivusoi. Tzivusoi means Tzav Sakod, it means your connection. Yihye Tzivusoi. Yihye Tzivusoi means now Beloikov Be'ez Hishtoi Memusoi. Hishtoi Memusoi means when he feels alone, when he feels lonely. When he feels lonely, he can find companionship in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So turn it into a positive. Turn your matzav into a positive. Instead of sitting and groping, right? And despairing and being mitzar. Psychologically be mahap of the situation and you can attain, you can achieve. You can be matzik things. The yiftach olov, he says, begay rusoi. Trust in Hashem when you feel like a ger, when you feel like a stranger. And to help you, to help your mind adjust to this, that a person should see positive, you know, he's alone, he's lonely. So now you're going to tell a person, find the positive side. So what we're telling him to do is, the positive side is what? Positive is, you know, not alone. Because what? You have the opportunity. You have the opportunity to cleave to Hashem now. You have the opportunity to connect to Hashem.
to make you more effective, to make it easier for you to reason that way, make a cheshbon that the truth is your whole neshama, your whole being on this world is a ger. No matter where you are, think of a place that you're saying, yeah, I'm surrounded with family and friends. The truth is, your whole being, everybody in this world, the whole oilam hazem mitzius, the whole existence of this world is a ger anyway. Your neshama really has been taken, you know, out of its mokim where it belongs, has been thrown down into this world. By the way, neshamas don't like to come down to this world. The neshamas, which are, of course, in Shemayim, Tachas Kisei HaKovit, and they are basking in the glory, the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now they are sent down, the Neshama's being. It's Exeir and Neshamayim, the Neshama has to come down to this world. The Neshama has to come down into this Oilam Hazeh, this Tumadiga world, which is far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and has to come, be confined in a goof, which does all types of things, and has desires completely in contrast. The Neshama wants one thing, and the goof wants something else. So you have the constant tension between the goof and the neshama. And the Shem Shmuel, by the way, says, Hashem's father, the Yavne Nezer, said the Shem Shmuel, he says, the tension that you have between the goof and the neshama, he says, is really during the week. During it's a weekday where a person basically is vachendik. That's what it is. That's what Shabbos l'maisa, the whole Shabbos experience is me'en olam habo. Even the achil of ishtiya Shabbos, eating and drinking, right, is a gashmiz digipula. Eating and drinking is a physical pula, and yet the eating and drinking on Shabbos is a ruchnis. It's a spiritual experience, the eating and drinking. What's the proof, by the way? What's the proof? The Tzadik HaKohen has a whole baroche in Kedusha Shabbos, in the chelik of the Sefer Pritzadik, where he talks about the tremendous, even the every hanoah on Shabbos, he says, that the body enjoys is a mitzvah, oinik Shabbos, and is considered to be as if one was no different than putting on tefillin, no different than any other mitzvah, he says. That's Shabbos. Because Shabbos, the whole day is spiritual. Shabbos is the main Olam Haba. Shabbos is as if a person went into a spaceship, went out of Olam Hazeh, whisked into Olam Haba. You're in a different world. Shabbos means that you step out of Olam Hazeh and you go into the world of Olam Haba. Shabbos is main Olam Haba. The Gemara says in Brachas, Shabbos is Echad Meshishim Olam Haba. And you know one of the Negunim in Mayadidus says Shabbos, we say this is main Olam Haba. That's one of the words. Shabbos is main Olam Haba. It's a spiritual experience. Oh, so now, everybody knows Shabbos is a neshama yisera. Shabbos you get an extra neshama. Now the neshama is the most spiritual that's possible. The neshama is kula spiritual. The neshama is kula spiritual. So I'm going to ask a yid, why do you get a neshama yisera on Shabbos? So you say, you know what? Maybe to daven better, to be more spiritual, right? To daven better. Maybe to learn better. More kedusha. Rashi Mesechta Zbeit says not like that. Rashi Mesechta Zbeit Daf Tezayin says, you have a neshama yisera to eat more on Shabbos. Eat more, but neshama. Maybe you have a bigger stomach in you on Shabbos. Shabbos, they should give you a bigger stomach, an extra stomach maybe. They give you an extra neshama. The chile Shabbos, the hanor, the pleasure of Shabbos, that's a ruchnizig experience. The neshama also enjoys it. So the Avnei Nezer, that's what Shabbos is called, Shabbos Sholem and Mavoyrach. Why is it called Shabbos Sholem? Shabbos makes peace between the guf and the neshama. During the week, there's a machlokes, there's tension. The guf wants one thing, the neshama wants something else. But Shabbos, the guf and the neshama make sholem, they make peace. Because even the chelik aguf also is considered to be a spiritual experience. So sholem, there's peace between the guf and the neshama. So the neshama coming down to this world, says the Chovetz Chaim, feels like it's a ger. It's out of place. It's like uprooting a person, driving away from his home. He says, so v'yala liboy, think about it, says the Chovetz Chaim. If you find yourself someplace and you're lonely, think about the neshama, who is lonely in his entire existence in this world, he says. V'yala liboy negeirus ha-nefesh b'olam hazeh. Think about the geirus, he says. Think about the geirus, he says, of the nefesh of the neshama of this world. And he goes on to point out, the truth is that all the people that you know, no matter where they are, everybody is a geir. V'chi anche ha-aretz k'moy geirim bo. And therefore, everybody who lives in this world, everybody's here only temporary. Everybody's here only a ger. Keshoma HaKosev, as the Pesuk says in Vayikra Chofei, the Pesuk says, Ki gerim v'soyshovim atem mimodi. You are strangers and temporary residents here with me. The Yachshu Beliboy. And then you say to yourself, you know, Ki kol mi sheyesh lo krovim boy. All the relatives in the world that you may have in this world, comes a time when you leave this world, the relatives don't go along with you. He says, then you realize, Adzman Mu'it, it doesn't take that long, he says, Yoshuv Nochri, a person will return, Nochri, as a stranger, boided alone in isolation, won't help any relatives that you have at that time when a person after May of Esrim. No kravim, no ben. He'll be there left alone where they put him, but all those relatives, they're going to go their merry way. So the Chovis Avodah is another Nekudah further. And he says, another upside, you know, again, if a person does find himself that he is, again, alone, he's a stranger in an area, in a place, in addition to thing number one that he pointed out, which that can serve as a positive, allowing him now to be used, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be his companion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be his companion, because now he doesn't have these other people to distract him, the other people to whom he keeps company with. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu now will satisfy and fulfill his void for him. He has the opportunity now to do that. But also, if a person is alone, then he is relieved, he says, of all the other obligations that person many has. Because when you have friends and people that you deal with, there are obligations that you have. Maybe every Monday and Thursday you have to do something for this one, and then somebody else. People demand your services. People demand your services. The Yahshua Vachikach Bihistalkus, think of the fact that you have been, right, freed from the burden, from Kovid Masom, from the heavy burden, from the lust, you know, from the Maso. The Choyvosom Vitzorcheim, he says, Meyolov, from them. So you don't have all the other, sometimes, obligations that can take so much of your time. The Yahshua Vzeluk, he says, Toiva Metoivis Haboira Olof. The truth is, if you look at something clearly and you go down deep, deep into it, you'll be able to see how really things that at first appear to be something which is not so good for you, by the end you'll see a toiva also. You'll be able to recognize toiva. Mifnei, he says, she'im yeroid, as he points out, let's say you by nature are a person who pursues materialism. The more people that you have achrayas for, you have to then work harder to produce all the more materialism. If you only have to do it for yourself, then the yegiya is also much less. He said, "Mipnei she'im yeroidev achrin yoneh ha'olam utzrocho." Assuming that, let's say that he's a person who pursues olam hazeh, he's a person who keeps pursuing, he says, secular inyonim. Tia yegiyoso now yoisakalo. He says his labor will now be easier. He says, even some Mibli Isha Bonim, Chajishlomi finds a situation that he doesn't have a family. But look at least at one side, at the time being, that what you have gained at least, the Chesroinam and the absence of their absence, Menuchaloi Vetoivo. And if he's a person who seeks not materialism, if he's a person who seeks Olam Habo, Yavada has now the more time, right? Yavada has now the more time to pursue that. And if he's a person who's not looking for materialism, but he's looking in Yonam of Achrisoi, so Yeliboy now Yoiser, he says, Reik, he says his heart will now have more space. He says, Uponoi be'esis boy dedusoi, he said, Mibli, Sofik, without a doubt, he goes on to say. And therefore, he goes on to point out, Volkain, Hoya HaPrushim. Now, the Prushim were individuals, you know, above and beyond, people who lived, you know, separate. They're called Prushim because they were Tzadikim and Chasidim. These are very, very unique people who are able in a certain way to separate themselves, you know, from the general needs of society, and they basically used to be misbaided. You found that. Now this is not B'chol Mokim B'chol Zman. Chovis Avodah talks, you know, from the Madrega, not only being a Rishon, but being from the great, great Oivdei Hashem. So you see things that he brings out for us. Like we were quite far removed from these things. But he brings that they were the Prushim. They were Chasidim Prushim. They're called separatists. Separatists means from Olam Hazeh. You had Purushim, not everybody was like that. Hoyu Purushim, Givena Zolche. There were. There were people like that, that Borchim Mikroiveyem Umiboiteyem Elaharim. Because the Bible said there were people that would run away from this general society. Where would they run to? They run to the mountains. Run to the mountains, not for skiing. They run to the harim and says, Kedeshi Efanu Liboisam Lavoidis Elikim. Yeah, that's when they dedicate the life. I say, Lahabdul elf of those. I said again, I don't know if it's enough. Lahabdul a million of those. Yeah, monks, in different religions. They, you know, they separate themselves in whatever they believe in, you know, and they separate themselves and they do what they do. You know, yeah, you have this the concept, but we're talking about Al Tzara Kedusha, Akoponim. That's what he brings up. He's the Kedesh Yifanu Liboisam, in order to be able to have their heart clear. Mamayis Alekim.
V'chein hoi ha-Nevi'im. Chavis of Ovis tells us that was in fact the practice of Nevi'im. To be zoichet the prophecy, bizman ha-Nevu at the time of prophecy, yoytzim mim o'inoyseyim, they would leave their homes, u'mizboididim, they would seclude themselves, l'choivois ha-boir aleim, for their obligations that they have towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would mizboided themselves, away from the distractions, away from the association around and around, because we find, K'moshe Yadato is trying to show that Nevi'im in fact were misboided, as he says, as you will find out, that you know me inyan Eliyahu im Elisha. You find this out from Eliyahu and Elisha, Shenema Olof. You realize Elisha, who was of course a Novi, Elisha found out that he was a Novi. How did he find out? From Eliyahu. Eliyahu came to be Meramazim that he's a Novi. What do you think Elisha was doing, punct, when Eliyahu came to tell him, guess what, you're going to be a prophet? He was plowing in the field. Elisha was plowing in the field. And Eliyahu comes to him, and he starts to be Meramazim, you're not stam a plower in the field. You're now becoming a chosen one, you're becoming a Novi. And the Pasuk says as follows. The Pasuk says, Shenema Olav, it said by Elisha. Elisha had in front of him on the field 12 team of oxen with yokes around them to do work. Elisha had in front of him 12 team of oxen. Shneimoso tzimodim lefonov. There were 12 team of oxen, and where was Elisha positioned? He was positioned by the 12th one. Now there's 12 teams. He was by the 12th one. Vehu bishneim ha'osar. And he, Elisha, was standing by the 12th one. So he was there. And Eliyahu came, and he was Meramazim, it says, he put Adar Toyolov, he put his mantle, he put his cloak over him, it says, the Pasuk says there. He was Meramazim, you're going to be like me, you're going to be a Novi. What did Elisha say? The moment that he hears that he's going to be a Novi, what does he say? You know what he says? I want to go home, kiss my father, my mother goodbye, because now I'm following you. Elisha understood, if I'm a Novi, then this is not my place anymore. As a Novi, I have to be in a place where I can be mizboided and be in seclusion with me in HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yachidus to be able to dedicate myself fully and complete to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it say? So he says, V'kevon sherom azoy Eliyahu b'mat remes. Once that Eliyahu was meramis, but a little remes. Eliyahu was meramis to Elisha that what? That you're going to be a Novi? Heichin oisoy, you understood? V'yoman, he said, says, first I'm going to say goodbye, kiss my father, my mother, kiss my parents. The Yoman, in fact, the Pasuk says, Vayelech achrei Eliyahu vayishoseihu. In fact, he followed Eliyahu and he served him. So again, so this is what he brings out. This is the Nikude. What you find out in this, this Avodah. So just let me just say before, just next, just a few minutes that we have over here regarding this Nikude. I want to tell you that Bechlau, you know, it's, again, tzaddikim, as he points out here, the Chovis of Ovis, that no matter what matzav a person finds himself in, ultimately, at the end of the day, if that's his matzav, you mispalel, you try this, you try that, but if a Kodesh Baruch Hu decides this is your matzav, a person has to come to the Hakora. Kodesh Baruch Hu understands, we don't always understand it. Kodesh Baruch Hu understands this is the best matzav for me. And turn it into a positive, as he points out. In this particular situation, he gives examples. He talks about, if you feel yourself alone, you feel yourself isolated away from your family, okay, so take the mila out. Take the mila of that situation and turn it into a positive, that this is now might be a greater opportunity for Avodas Hashem to come close. You feel alone, you're never alone. You have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now you may feel a need. Now you have an opportunity to come to call to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Iskalan Rebbe is a Chayin L'Vrocha. Soon's coming here, the parliament meeting for Sekhlan Rebbe, which he comes to come out on a yearly basis. And his father, I remember when his father came out of Romania, actually. And his father sat in Tfisa, in jail, was jailed because of Mesiras Nefesh for teaching Yiddishkeit in Romania at the time. And this during the, under communist rule. And they actually, they arrested him. Because it's similar to like the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva was teaching Torah, you know, and the Romans were geyser, then you're not allowed to teach Torah. And Rabbi Kiva did. They also arrested him and they imprisoned him, as the Gemara tells us. Same thing happened with him. He was imprisoned and he was sentenced for 20 years. He was sentenced for 20 years imprisonment at the time. And they put him in somewhat of a hole, which is very, very difficult. It was, the conditions were tremendously difficult, hardly able to breathe. And he's there all alone, you can imagine. And it was very hard to feel upbeat, you know, in such a situation. The next morning, as morning comes, he knew his morning is through some sort of light, you know, that was through some cracks, was able to recognize that it's morning. So he wants to daven. So he finds a little bit of water. He finds a little water to wash his hands. He tries to daven, he finds that he doesn't even have a yarmulke. What's a yarmulke? So what does he do? So he had this shirt that he was wearing or whatever he was wearing, that he takes it and puts it over his head. So that'll have to be his yarmulke. And he begins to daven. And then he comes up to the tefillah of Baruch Shomar. And all of a sudden he says, he had a tremendous kasha. We all know Baruch Shomar. Now Baruch Shomar starts, we praise Hashem. Let me remind you of some of the phrases. Baruch Merachim al Abriyos. Because Baruch Hu should be benched. He Merachim al Abriyos. Because Baruch has Rachmonis, right, on his creatures. Because Baruch has Rachmonis. Baruch Merachim. In other words, we are blessing Hashem for the good. He's Merachim al Abriyos. What's the next one? It also says, Baruch Mishalim Socha Toiv L'Reyav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Baruch, because he pays the great rewards for those who fear him. Also, Baruch for the good. He pays a reward. He's Merachim al Abriyos. Then it says, Baruch Goizer Omekayim. Goizer usually means a bad gezeira. So blessing Hashem, Hashem Chas V'Shalom makes a gezeira. He's Mekayim it. We always try to overturn a Gzardin. We're not happy. The last thing we want, it should be Mekayim the Gzardin. What do you mean, Baruch Goizer Mekayim? And then a blitz, the Rebbe had a thought. But came to his mind, he says, no, there's a different pshat. Baruch, so we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Goizer. When Hashem is Goizer, Chas V'Shalom, Gzeira Ra, it's not just a Gzeira, it's a Gzeira. Mekayim, he gives you the koyach to sustain it. Mekayim, we can always help him. Mekayim. Mekayim goes on you, not Hashem is Mekayim the Gzeira. Many times it's not Mekayim the Gzeira. Baruch Goyz Mekayim goes off mensch. When Hashem gives an Esoy, and he also gives you the Koiches. Person says, how can I do it? Should never know. Should never know the Koiches that a person has to be Oymed Ben Esoyness. But when a person is being tested, HaKadosh Baruch at the same time gives them the Koiches. So Baruch Goyzer. Imagine Hashem would be Goyzer Gzeiris, but we don't have the Koich. But we don't have the Koich to withstand him. We don't have the Koich to be Oymed Ben Esoyim. So he said, Baruch Goizer, because Baruch not only is Goizer, when he's Baruch is because when he gives the Gzera, I get the Koiches also. He gives you the Koiches. Goizer Mekayim to be able to be Mekayim. He thought of that, was Machazik himself, Mamish in Emunim Bitochen, when he thought of that Pshat, because Baruch gives you the Koich to be Mekayim. Interesting things, after a few weeks, the Gzera was bottled. 20-year sentence became bottled, and he was freed. He was freed from jail. Want to mention, and we conclude with this, just one more minute. In the Yalkut Shemoyni it says, in the Medrash and Chazal it says, in Devarim Lamed Beis, on the Pasuk Zechor Yemos Oilom, it says, Kol Zman, it says, Shahamokoy Mevi Yisurim Aleihem, or Aleichem, Kol Zman HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurim on a Yid, Tizkru, but also remember, Kametoivois Unechomois Osid Litton Lechem Loilom Abo. This Medrash needs to be explained. Again, Medrash seems to be saying, if Chad Shalom Ayid find himself that Yisurim are befalling him, let him remember also all the good of Olam Haba. So how does that somehow assuage the feelings of the Yisurim that he has now? Chofetz Chaim once said a gewaldige thing. Chofetz Chaim said as follows. He said it not in his own name. Chofetz Chaim said the name of a Magid, who was above a Magid, he was a dying in Vilna. Chofetz Chaim said, and listen to this, because it's the Moshul is a murdering Moshul. He said, Moshul, he said that a Yid who rented a dira, he says, from a sar. He rented it from a nobleman. A nobleman, an esquire, a person that was of high standing. So he rents a dira from him, and they made up the price was 300 rubles, he says, for a year. And once a year, he would pay the rent. That was the conditions. Once a year, it's 300 rubles for a year. In Kakav, every year, he would pay the 300 rubles. But he ayoim that the sar, the owner, the nobleman, the landlord, had to take a trip to a faraway land. So as a substitute to collect the rent, he appointed a supervisor. He appointed a supervisor. That supervisor was a Moirig Yisroel. A Moirig Yisroel. Every opportunity had to be Mitzayr Hayid, he took the opportunity. So the Chofetz Chaim, so this supervisor, this Naya supervisor, rent collector, you know, substitute rent collector, because it was a Poseini Yisroel. So when he took the first opportunity, he says to the Yid, I want you to know that, on his own, he said, the rent is higher. He said, it used to be 300 rubles a year, now it's going to be 500 rubles a year. There's no way that this Yid was able to pay 500 rubles. So he tried to do whatever possible, at least when the time of the rent was due, he could not manage to raise 500.
He had 480. Svansik, always missing 20 rubles. And he just said, give me more time, he says. I'll pay you the 20 also. At least for the time, I have most of it at 480. He says, so 20 is missing, 20 rubles. Bishum oifnat. And he said to him, if you don't have the money, he says, it's going to be bitter. Turns out that he could not manage to raise the extra 20 ruble. So he came and he gave an order, the supervisor gave an order, that for every ruble that he owes and not paying, he gets a lash, makis. Which meant, for the 20 rubles, kicked at 20 lashes. 20 makis, malkis, he says, for each one. Nebuchadnezzar, what could he do? This Russia was a Russia, he had the koich over him. Vahi hayoim, the Tsar comes back. The original landowner comes back. And the Yid went out to complain. He said, you know, while you were away, he raised the rent to 500. And I only had 480. And this is what he did. He didn't even want to be, not Michael, didn't want to even extend the time payment, you know, for the 20. So the Tsar was very, very upset because he liked the Yid. He was very, very upset. And the Tsar says to him, listen, I want to tell you something. That for every, he says, for every makkah that he gave you, he's going to have to pay you, he says, 100 rubles. Which means, for the 20 makkahs that he gave you, he's going to owe you 2,000 rubles. In Kachave, he wrote him out a piece of paper to acknowledge that he now has gained 2,000 rubles. The Yid comes home, and his wife looks at his face, and he sees he's sad. He said, why are you so sad? He takes out, look, they're giving me 2,000 rubles. He said, you should be happy. He says, no, had he given me 40 makkahs, I would have 4,000 rubles. So Chaim said, all the yisurim you have on this, he said, you know how many rubles you're getting in Shomayim? He says, one day you're going to say, he said, maybe I should have had a little more. He said, maybe I should have had a little more. That's what the Medrash says, that for the yisurim that are on this world, you have no idea how much schar and how much reward is Loilam Haba.